This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Time now for the entertainment page. It's driven by BMW of Fairfax.
That's right, Cakes. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy, Mike Walker over at BMW Fairfax, has no interest in charging you interest. 2.99% of most X-Series models for a limited time only. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com. Of course, talk to Miriam. She'll take care of you, I promise.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Cool. At lunch the other day, heard Sam Wiener made Wiener.
Yeah, you all of got course, salmon salads.
We all made Wiener, you know, hey. Cover the tab, of course.
Sure.
I mean, I didn't even fake to put my arms out.
Why would you?
Yeah. Yeah, not doing that.
How's it work tonight? We'll be pounding surf sides at Sports and Social at Pike and Rose.
Any bill Michelle's going to pay.
Is she gonna
I was thinking
there?
About getting there early and getting like a cheeseburger to dinner.
You do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pickle be coming in hot.
I'm going to be coming in hot and stinky.
Right, and smelly.
Okay.
And probably limping. I saw you limping to the door, man. Are you going to walk 18 holes today?
Yeah.
Ooh.
This is my third day in a row. I don't know if I've done this since I was like 17.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time.
Mm.
When I get out of my chair, my hip locks up. It like clicks. I got to get over the first click,
yeah.
And then I'm money.
EB bought a putting mat here to practice at work.
That thing looks so ridiculous.
And he was putting.
Yeah.
I just heard a comment from Mike Moore.
Yeah.
He goes,
I know.
Maybe it's not the arrow, it's the Indian.
Yeah, I know. I'm not arguing him.
The Native American Mike Moore.
I mean, do you think I would question that? I mean, of course it's the Indian.
I don't know. You got like your new fancy putter. And everything.
Yeah,
I had 32 putts the other day. Do you know that I got doctor? There's a guy. Think about this. This guy I play with all the time. Great guy. He's like 72 years old. He's got one of those auto flex shafts.
It sounds like Valdez's crew that he plays with.
Seriously. He's about 120
playing
pounds.
Our skins game at Hidden Creek.
No.
It's called Country Club Life.
He's about 120 pounds. Right. He's a doctor. All right. Ex orthopedic surgeon, ex Green Beret. Okay.
Stud.
Badass.
He's about 120 pounds. He hits it about 250 yards, but he
right down the middle.
He saw my putter. He went out and bought one himself.
No.
He got sized. I influenced him. He docked off $550.
$550?
Yeah. And I'll be honest, I don't think he made anything.
No.
Who walks better on the course?
He might want to send it back.
He's got a nice gait.
Does he have a better gait than you?
Probably.
He's got a good Paul and Gary. Nobody gets that joke.
Right. He's an ex-Green Beret.
Right.
I mean, he's fit.
And Paul
Rabel
gets it.
Paul Rabel does.
Paul Rabel gets that Paul and Gary Gates joke.
The Gate brothers, silly.
They were studs.
They went to the Cuse.
They did go to the Cuse. They were mauled.
All right. I don't have
I'm on fumes, by the way. I'm dying.
Are you?
Here.
Yeah. You want to punch out?
You missed the beginning of the show.
I mean, Drab gave me a caffeine pill. I was like, I need something.
If you missed the beginning of the show, the context is Cakes played in the Cakes Classic until 2:20 a.m. He did make money.
Correct.
Yeah. He made $1,000.
He got
$1,000.
He's got an hour of sleep.
Oh, nobody cares because it's a bad beat story, but I got my money in good with Ace King against Ace 10, and the guy bamboozled me with a straight on the end. It happens.
These
things happen in poker every day. It happens.
It's a game of probability.
Correct.
I just got a text message, you know, like an alarm set up, because I guess, I don't know, somehow on the calendar. It says, rent due for Stevie. Well, we pay two rents for Stevie.
Which ship one? It. You better start shipping it.
Isn't one just like $50?
One's though? 150 plus electricity. And believe me, the electricity 1 month was like $800.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, bedonk. All right, guys. I Show Speed. That's my guy. We don't know if he jumped over the Ferraris or not. I think he did. If we had to,
is he being questioned now? Like,
well, I think people will question it from the jump.
Okay.
Remember, he did two
from
back
the jump.
To back.
I see what you did.
Man, you
yeah.
see. He's recently challenged Noah Lyles to a 50-meter sprint. Cakes.
Well, I think Noah Lyles is going to smoke him.
They say the result was a lot closer than you would expect.
Mm.
It was refereed by Mr. Beast. Did you actually see the video of it? How close was it, Valdez? I mean, at 50 meters, it's kind of hard to really
It's hard
yourself.
To break away. It was a lot closer than I thought it was going to be.
Like,
he was probably maybe a step and a half behind him.
Is Adam Peters going to scout him to play wideout for the Commanders?
He could play wide out.
Yeah.
If he could catch, he could play wide out.
He says he's never like, ran track in his life. He's just fast.
He's just naturally fast.
I mean, he's tiny. So
yeah. But okay, but not all tiny guys are fast.
No, he's definitely fast.
Cakes is tiny.
Yeah. In a lot
tiny
of places. Like in a lot of places.
He's,
right,
he's about 5'6". But yeah. Noah's not running, obviously, his hardest. But you could tell Speed's fast. He's probably like 4'4", something like that.
Well, you better be. If your nickname is Speed... That's what you go by? You better be fast.
Has anybody officially debunked, it's jumping over the Ferraris, the two back-to-back on the live stream?
Someone showed that you're able to fake it. He's not saying that he did, but he's like, if you were to fake it, this is how you do it, and basically did the video of him doing it.
Yeah, but not live. Like, the thing I think that made it real was he did it on his live stream, right? I don't know how you fake that. And I assume there were people there, witnesses, right? Who freaking knows? Cakes,
mm-hmm.
Do you think Tori Spelling and Brian Austin Green ever did the deed?
Back from their 90210
days? Where did that
days?
Come from?
They were talking about it.
Sure. Who cares? They probably did it 40 years ago.
Right. I think they were
30 years ago.
I think they were dating. Right?
I'm going to say no.
Why would you say that? Of course they did the deed.
Did they admit it?
Yeah. Well, I guess. Now, here's the problem.
Is that why Aaron Spelling cut her out of the will?
I don't know.
Didn't give her any cash? Yeah.
She says it took place at a hotel at Disneyland.
Okay.
They went to the theme park that day.
Nothing more erotic than Snow White.
They had been fighting all day. She says they always argued. Whenever they were together, they were drunk.
Maybe that was their foreplay, arguing in
maybe
on Space Mountain.
Some people have toxic relationships like that, right?
Yeah, sure.
And then next thing you know, they're smashing in the Disneyland hotel.
Mm.
He says he has no memory of it.
He's just blackout hammered.
Yeah. I felt my hamstring about ready to tighten up.
There it goes.
By the way, Cakes,
you keep walking.
You should have stayed at MGM National Harbor all day because our fellow Eleanor Roosevelt alum, Martin Lawrence, performing there tonight.
I saw the poster right near the escalators.
Does he still have a house in Middleburg, Virginia?
I have no idea.
Because he did. I'm pretty sure he had a house in Middleburg,
Virginia.
He's got
a lot of cash. I know that. He probably has multiple homes.
Ben Affleck, still in the news. People still asking about him. He's reportedly, shocker, ready to date again, Kings. Just 2 months after the breakup from his estranged wife.
I don't care about him dating again. When is he going to make The Town Part 2? That when you see that headline, please let me know.
I don't think I'd like a sequel. I don't think that's coming out.
Do we think that there's going to be a sequel to that?
No, I would just like there to be a sequel to it.
It's a great movie.
Great movie.
Yep.
Great flick.
Ben Affleck is open to dating again. However, they say it's not at the top of his to-do list. Ben has other priorities that are more important.
The Town 2.
Sure.
Like I said.
The Town 2, The Return of Fergie.
Now, J-Lo.
I don't think Fergie's feeling too good.
Yeah, I don't think he's coming back for the sequel.
J-Lo has, I guess, gone on record and said she's not looking for anybody. She's doing some soul searching. There's another report, though, that says she's still obsessed with Ben Affleck. Would you be obsessed with him? Chain-smoking gambling addict?
I personally
he's
wouldn't.
A prize.
Yeah, he's a prize.
Former Junkies guest, Ben Affleck.
That's right, long time
ago. All right, Valdez, you're
probably,
gonna have to...
He probably bangs are good. That's why she can't stop thinking about him.
Really?
Yeah, that's my theory. I think Ben's holding.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Well, we kind of saw it in the Gone Girl scene, in the shower at the end.
And it was... You don't think it could have been digitally enhanced?
I'm sure it could have, but that's one indicator. And then J-Lo just being obsessed with... If that story's true, I think he has a big hog. He bangs J-Lo real good.
Can you say that?
I don't know. I don't think my
if I said that, I guarantee it would be dumped.
Oh, yeah. They'd be yelling at you. Yeah. Their arms.
Travi would be saying, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Why are you saying that?
I know. Yeah. I walk around the locker room and it's I've lost a little of my.
You lost your swagger?
Lost a little of my swagger. Yeah.
You need to hang out with Marshawn Lattimore. That dude's got swagger.
Well, either that or the locker room's freezing.
I don't know.
I don't know what's happening.
I couldn't tell.
All right, Valdez, you'll have to explain this to me. There's a new relationship trend. People are asking ChatGPT to weigh in on their arguments and help them win fights.
So stupid.
People use ChatGPT for everything. When I had lunch the other day with Miriam.
Miriam and Sam.
Yeah, Miriam and Sam. They were talking about how people at work now, they'll send emails. Some people do.
Mm-hmm.
And you could tell it was written by ChatGPT.
Right.
You know, they'll like praise an employee or they'll respond to something. And it's like so obvious that ChatGPT wrote the thing.
Can ChatGPT help me fill out my onboarding paperwork? Because I need it. I need help.
Am I the only one
who's on board?
I'm on board.
I'm not fully on board.
The ID check, the background check.
I'm only 75% on board.
Got
and
you.
I need to be 100.
I don't know that I've ever done so much for so little.
I know you've complained this much.
It's
in
just,
the past, I'm, but other topics.
I might do it
ass.
On December 13th.
Understood.
Good luck figuring it out one day.
I actually feel bad for Drab because behind the scenes,
Cakes might have to look,
you guys are referring to something where he's had to wrangle dates and figure it all out.
It's tough.
And we're tasked with something. It just he's basically tasked with almost an impossible task.
He's trying to herd a bunch of cats.
Well,
that's what he's doing.
Jason doesn't want to do it. I say we just nix
Jason. Am I the
Jason.
Only one?
No, I don't care. I'll do it every once in a blue moon.
Jeez.
But you should just nix him. Just cut him.
I don't know why you don't.
Yeah, I agree.
Jason said, I can't do January. I can't do February.
Jason rules out entire months.
I know. I did.
I mean,
for a reason.
Right.
He's so busy all January.
He can do whatever he Every wants day. To do. His life affects mine zero.
Why am I getting attacked?
You're not.
I'm not attacking you.
You're not. He didn't want to do
I just
it.
Want,
Who
I,
cares?
I just want to go to sleep. I'll be honest. I want to go to sleep right now.
And come to Sport and Social tonight.
Yeah. I'm
6 o'clock, Pike Rose.
Don't wait up for me.
Drink some Surfsides.
Yeah. Maybe. I encourage others to go. I'm probably going to miss
Bobby Blicky. He still didn't bring my new head cover that I lost.
Okay. But I lost mine too.
Yeah. It falls off. You can't put it on a hybrid.
Why are you putting it on a hybrid?
Because I already had on my other. I just that was
replace,
what I was
replace your
this
driver
is the
head cover.
First world problem, right here.
Actually, I've never seen anything more low rent golf wise in my life. Is you're putting a driver head cover on a hybrid?
Well, it's not like they're not a golf manufacturer. They have one size, and that's what I needed. So I put it on that, and it's too loose.
Because it's designed for your driver.
I know, and it kept falling off, and eventually I lost it.
But such tragic problems.
That's so white trash.
It's such a beautiful head cover.
I know it
it's
is.
A really.
So put it on your driver.
I don't have it anymore.
You should have put it on your driver.
Lost it.
I lost it. And then.
It's gone.
I also need a few cases of the strawberry lemonade. Do you think they do that or do they only sell it in the variety pack?
It's in the variety pack.
They have to sell just strawberry lemonade.
I don't know. You
ask
have his number.
Bobby.
I've given you his.
Ask
I've
Bobby
given
tonight.
You. His number in the past. Why are you making me the middleman?
I'm going to text him, bring the head cover. I actually don't think they have him anymore. I think it was a promo, and I think I'm cooked.
To be honest, you should ask him to bring the Surfside, pour some on your hip, and see if it heals you.
Yeah.
Is what he should do.
Hey, what would you do if the Green Beret had a big Surfside head cover on his driver? Would you confront him?
Yeah. Nope. Probably not.
Nope. Say, hey, buddy, enjoy.
120 pounder would kill him.
Snap his neck.
Yeah, you know, Valdez says he plays with an older group. I had two guys yesterday with auto flex shafts. That's it. I mean,
that doesn't mean anything to me.
I don't even know what that means.
It's just, it's for like, you know, it really helps, I think, older guys. Super whippy.
Right. You'll have one soon.
Have to.
Huh?
You have to. As you get older, you got to.
Today is a golf day, by the way.
I thought it was going to rain, though.
It's been a golf week.
It's been a golf week. It might rain a little bit, but not a lot. It's not going to rain that much.
I don't remember in early November.
And then tomorrow is going to be even warm. Tomorrow's going to be better.
But then I think it's going to get cold. I think
it's going to be a little chilly.
It's coming.
It's going to be a little chillier for the Manders Eilers game.
I've heard rain possibly in the forecast too.
Possibly.
I mean, you're usually the weather guy.
High of 59 on Sunday.
Okay. Mm.
Well, I mean, that's fine. It's fall weather.
Right.
BNK, is that Bobby Blicky? Is he calling right now? Is that Bobby Blicky? See if that's Bobby. Is that Bobby? BNK Distributors? No.
I just have his number.
Oh. All right. See if he can find the head cover. That's not? Oh, okay.
All right. When we come back, people can actually call on the MGM National Harbor listener lines to talk about the Commanders. What are the keys to beating the Steelers? How can they improve to 8-2? How can they take down the Steelers at Northwest Stadium this weekend? If you have the blueprint for that, give us the call.
Stop the run.
At 800-636-1067. We'll talk Commanders Steelers next here on the
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fan. Open Line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search WindowNation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live. 800-636-1067. Those are the MGM National Harbor listener lines. We're waiting for you to call us to tell us how the Commanders are going to take down the Steelers this weekend at Northwest Stadium.
EB said stop the run, which certainly is important. For some reason, I'm more focused on the TJ Watt aspect. One of the things that has carried this team, and it's historic, is they're just not committing turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
Jaden with only two interceptions thus far, and I think Terry McLaurin has a fumble. So it's three turnovers in nine games. Watts forced four fumbles this year. He gets after the quarterback. To me, the biggest key to the game is to keep doing what you've been doing in the early games, which is really taking care of the football, because this is a danger zone game on You know, you could see T.J. Watt getting around the corner, strip sack, that sort of thing. You got to try and do whatever you got to do, keep him off the board. I know Brian Robinson, he when he was on the show, mm-hmm. now he comes on our show every Tuesday at 9 o'clock, he was kind of inviting the matchup. It's like, can't wait.
Pittsburgh's plus 10 in the turnover ratio.
Is that tied for the league? It has to be up amongst...
No, Buffalo and Detroit are plus 11.
Okay.
But it's damn good.
It's really good.
Washington's plus 5. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're probably top 6 in the league.
They're just not forcing many as a defense.
They're just not forcing a lot, but they're just not turning the ball over. Like
but yeah, Pittsburgh on their side, because remember when Justin Fields was quarterbacking, they made a decision, obviously, to go with Russell Wilson, but the people that are arguing on Justin Fields' behalf were like, he can run and he's taking care of the football.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think he only had one interception.
And I believe Russ has a clean sheet for Ince over his two starts.
What percentage
hasn't thrown a pick?
What percentage of the snaps will T.J. Watt be doubled? 70%?
Well, I mean,
is that too high?
You have to do it every time, or at least chipped.
Yeah,
if you consider that a double.
Sure, I think you have to.
Yeah, I think he'll be chipped a lot, and I think that Cliff kind of specializes in that. He's been doing a great job of that. The tight ends been
guys
chipping,
like,
running
and
backs
Eckler's
chipping.
Good at that. McNichols,
you know, who
is
did
good
a good
at
job at that? the kid that came in.
Rodriguez.
He did a good job at that.
Did he have that block where he just stoned somebody that was coming in on
so.
Jaden?
I think
like
so.
Just stopped him dead in
yes.
his tracks.
Yes.
That was,
by the way,
that
did
was
see,
impressive.
Did we mention it that he gave up his number to Lattimore?
We haven't mentioned that, but that's a cool thing. Like he wasn't trying to price gouge him and,
yeah.
and say, I'll give it to you for 10K. He's like, no, I've barely been in the league. I've been here for 2 years. Like, I'm going to give it to an established
right.
superstar like Lattimore.
I don't Pretty think cool the double move. Team rate on edge rushers is as high as you think. I remember looking at the numbers of the interior defenders. We talked about it with Jonathan mm-hmm. Allen and Dron Payne. It was about 50%. For some reason, in the past, I've seen like T.J. Watt in like the 30% range. But I'll try and see if I can
find it. I
think
it's got to be higher than that for this particular
game.
Well,
I think that we just need to. I mean, I don't know what other teams are doing.
Yeah, I would think whatever the rate is, I would do it at a higher rate than that. Whatever the standard is.
Right?
Yes. If you're the Commanders, I would be doing that.
I would think. But yeah, I think, listen, you're going to obviously have to take care of him and keep an eye on him. But I think if you chip and there should be enough time. I mean, Jaden gets rid of the ball quickly. But if you don't stop the run, you're never going to get you're never going to get a stop. I mean, you know, if you don't stop the run, you're never going to force punts.
And Najee's mm-hmm. been really good the last 3 weeks. Almost 20 touches per game. He's averaging 118 yards per game. 300+ rushing yards in each game.
Right.
So they're really majoring in Najee Harris. And Jalen Warren, their change of pace back, he's starting to get healthier.
So I was heading to the dentist, the oral surgeon, when you guys were interviewing B-Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Did didn't he say he thought he felt great? Like taking the week off was really good for him? I don't think he practiced yesterday.
I think
didn't
he
say that when
he seemed pretty
him?
Confident he was going to play.
I think he practiced in a limited fashion yesterday. I can double check that. I
okay.
think that's correct.
Okay.
And Dan
I felt
Clinton,
like what he was doing with his own status was what he said about Jaden. Like, remember when he first came on, he said it kind of with the kind of that wry smile, like, yeah, I knew Jaden was going to play all week.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my perception of B-Rob. Like, he didn't want to give too much away, like almost like game plan,
yeah.
but he knows he's
now
playing.
That was
my interpretation.
He said something that caught my attention in the interview. I don't know if you guys picked up on this.
Mm-hmm.
When we were talking about him, like how close he was and how he's getting ready and trying to prepare to be in the game, I'm paraphrasing. He said something to the effect of, well, now that I'm kind of doing what the team is telling me to do as far as getting myself ready, I'm feeling better and feeling... It almost sounded like he was kind of skirting whatever the team was telling him to do
beforehand
to try to get ready for the game. Like maybe they were like, hey, you have to do stretching regimen or do whatever,
right.
do X,
oh,
Y,
yeah,
Z.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like, it sounded like at first, like he was almost kind of blowing off what the team was telling him at first. And
can
then,
I hear it?
And then
can you find it?
Then he kind of came around and was like, okay, now I'm paying attention to what they're telling me to do to get ready. It just kind of caught me off guard when he said that.
Well, you're trashing him right now.
I'm not trashing him. I'm just
so you think
I'm just observant.
So based on what he said, you think he's going this week?
I don't know if he's going this week. The fact that we had Dave Richard on, who, you know, they rank players every week
for
fantasy.
Unranked. Well, they're just kind of waiting. Yeah.
They're waiting to see how he does in practice over the next few days, which makes sense.
You know what that means.
I think he's trending towards, personally, this is my take, I think he's trending towards another game time decision, depending on how he looks in practice over the next few days.
By the way, Jason, for the first 3 weeks of this season, that's the last thing that I can find. First 3 weeks of the season, Watt was actually double teamed, which includes being chipped by an extra blocker, 44%, which actually blew away the next highest player on the list, was at 22%.
So he's the most?
That was through the first three games. Like Max Crosby was at 20%.
Dexter Lawrence, Miles Garrett.
Right, but those are the interior guys.
Yeah, the interior guys, you're right, probably doubled more.
The interior guys usually get the guard and the center.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
On the outside, sometimes there's a chipper, but a lot of times it's one-on-one.
Hey, remember, I understand, but I think you have to chip him a lot.
Remember a few years ago when people were like, hey, Chase Young, he might be the Commanders version of T.J. Watt. Remember those good old days?
But the thing is, T.J. Watt, could get around whatever tackles is trying to block him, but J.D. can just skirt him because he's just so quick. So T.J. Watt's not always facing a guy as quick as Daniels.
Right.
So you might not have to double him as much.
But what the Steelers have is Highsmith's really good on the other side, too.
Yeah. Well, he's
and
well,
now
he's,
they've and added he's been Preston banged Smith up. For he's depth. Been banged up.
When you look at time of possession right now per game, it's Washington's fifth in time of possession.
A lot of Steelers hype.
I know.
A lot of Steelers
this is
hype
what,
right
we've
now.
Been doing this
you
for
asked the question, how
years.
Do you game plan against the Steelers?
I did.
You kind of set up like.
But no.
I'm kind of getting tired
he's
of all
on
the
a larger
hype.
Point. And the larger point is we always hype up the other opponents. Now, I don't want to disrespect them because they're you know a great franchise. Mike Tomlin's a great coach. And if you were just looking at it from afar, you would probably just bet on the Steelers just based on the pedigree of the program. But Cakes' point is well taken. You can have the friggin' Lions come, or, you know, the Panthers come in here, and all of a sudden we're going to hear about how great so-and-so is.
Nobody did that except for you during Panthers week.
I just said that Dalton had them playing better. Didn't pan out that day. But, no, we've been hyping up, especially Jason. He's number one offender. Hyping up our opponents for 28 years.
I mean, really, here's what they need to do to beat the Steelers.
Yeah.
Keep doing what they're doing offensively, right. Which is putting up a ton of points
score,
on the board.
Score like 29 yeah, points
don't
per game.
You think it's going to be a little bit harder, though, even the fact they only give up 14?
Of course it's going to be tougher. So I brought up my biggest concern would be the T.J. Watt, but
hey,
larger
I've good,
point,
I've good
the
news
defense
for you,
that turns teams over. Like, the Commanders have been good not turning the ball over. But as Jason pointed out, plus 10, that's partly because they're taking care of the ball, but
they're not turning the ball.
TJ Watt himself has 4 forced fumbles.
EB, do you
that's
care?
Every other game he forces a fumble.
Mm-hmm.
Do you care to guess the Commanders' implied team total for Sunday against the Steelers?
Their implied team total,
yep.
24.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
Implied team total for the Steelers,
21.
21 and a hook.
What's the line on the game?
Two and a half, three.
It's right there. Dead on.
Right. I think I would bet the over on our point on 24. If I could go over, can I bet just over 24?
I'm sure you can.
100%. What do you think the matchup predictor is at? The ESPN matchup predictor.
53%
Washington.
Sillies.
Pretty close. 54.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Do you know who's number one in the league at home in time of possession at 34 minutes per game?
Does their name rhyme with the Schmishmanders?
Yeah. Are we number one? I just know that stat that I read yesterday that your boy Warren Sharp put out, where we were number one in those two offensive categories, and 50% of the time, the teams that are in the top 10 in those two categories end up in the Super Bowl. We're freaking number one in those two categories. I just can't remember what the hell they were. But they were offensive categories.
You do have a machine in front of you where you can look up things.
I'm on Temu though, right?
I think it had to do with percentage of drives where they score at all, and the amount of times they end in the red zone.
Right.
I think those are the two categories. And I recall.
If you're in the top 10 of that, 50% of the time, If you're in the top 10 of that through week 9,
here it is. I have it right
50%
here.
50% of the time, you end up in the Super Bowl.
The Commanders' offense, 49% of drives reach the red zone. This is from Warren Sharp.
Right.
Number one in the NFL since at least 2000.
Mm-hmm.
61% of drives score points. Number one in the NFL since at least 2000. Over 50% of teams in the top 10 in percent of drives to reach the red zone through week 9 made the Super Bowl that year. Book your tickets for New Orleans.
I'm with you.
Is what that stat says.
I'm with you.
Book your flights.
I mean, the veil has been, they you know, there's no secret. They believe this team can compete in the playoffs.
That's why they went out and got Marshawn Lattimore.
They're all
there's
in.
No more, and there's no more like, we'll just, you know, building for the future. No,
Mr. Bickle.
They're building for right now.
Right.
Yeah, but they're also, I mean, Lattimore's going to be here for multiple years.
Yeah, I know.
But they are all in.
They're kind of all in.
They are. And you should be as a fan. You should be all in.
I'm picking my boys this week.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be nervous.
This game's not as big as next Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, you're right.
Still a big one.
But I can't even get there yet.
It's big just because overall records matter. But
for some reason, I disrespect the Eagles a little bit. Like, I think the...
I don't know why you do.
I just think the Steelers
they're
are...
They're pretty good.
They are, but I just feel like the Steelers are more formidable, better coached. They're just
better
like
coach,
more solid
but they
team.
But they don't have the overall talent offensively.
I agree.
Close.
I agree. And Saquon, he'll probably kill us. We've had a few games again where we've held him.
He's
like
been
40.
Crushing basically everybody this year.
It's happened multiple times where he's like,
"Hey, I need your boy." Did you watch the slow motion video
of him jumping backwards?
No, but where all his teammates react to it, like they cannot believe it. The whole sideline.
Why he did it? Like, I don't even understand.
Because he had spun around and he saw the guy coming, and it was the only way.
Yeah.
That he needed to do it.
I mean, it was nutty.
But like his teammates
Dude,
and the coaches.
Dude, I remember his combine workout was insane.
You won't try to replicate it by jumping over your pull cart at Norback today backwards. I think you should try it.
I couldn't do it.
And video it.
I couldn't do it.
I think you should do that.
Valdez, what were you going to say? You were going to say something. You already forgot?
No, I was just saying I need your boys to do their job. Beat the Steelers.
You need
you want that.
Oh, there goes the hamstring.
You know what? On second thought, don't jump over your pull cart. I think you're in bad enough shape already.
I need a Gatorade.
Bank local, cheer local. In business, every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender.
You know, I should give a shout-out to Crop. They came out to the house the other day, and Ben texted me like 2 days later. He's like, I assume everything worked out, and I didn't thank him.
So you'd forgotten.
Felt bad.
Yeah.
I felt bad, but it totally came in there.
Did you have a tune-up? What'd you have?
No, so like my thermostat upstairs all of a sudden just went dark. And I just didn't feel like dealing with it. So I kind of waited a few weeks. And then
what
it came
was the
up.
Issue?
I don't know. I guess he had to go up
Battery.
In the attic. No, he had to go up in the attic and there was a sensor in the thing that's in your attic, whatever mm-hmm. that thing is.
Yeah, there is. They've done that before for my house.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so thank you, Crop. They're unbelievable.
During my 2 hours of sleep last night at MGM, I was doing this.
2 hours of sleep
because I had the thermostat.
Yeah, but why do you
to
like?
To like
why
64?
Do you like to be cold?
65,
65,
65 degrees. Felt
why do you
so
like?
Good.
Why do you like to be cold?
Because I like being cool when I'm asleep.
I couldn't believe I had to put the air conditioner on yesterday, November 6th.
Is there any other show in the country that talks about thermostats?
Bickle, do you know how bitter I was that I had to put
impossible.
The AC on because it was 77
well,
degrees
do you
in
care?
My house?
It's just one flick of a button.
I know, but I just...
You're thinking about your electric bill or something?
Not really. I just don't think you should ever have to put your AC on November 6th. We don't live in Miami.
I love it. I want
Did
more.
You put it on?
I have no idea.
Oh, my God. How do you not know if your air conditioner's on?
Oh, I know.
I don't pay attention.
I know. Because if I walk
you
into my house...
You can feel it. You can hear the vents.
You know what my house felt? Silly.
Last night?
That's what I felt. Silly. I actually looked, to be honest with you, it might have been on because I looked at it.
It probably was.
And it said 75. Now, I'm pretty sure
you're
we didn't have the heat on. I'm sure we didn't have the heat on, so it was probably the AC, and it wasn't kicking in, and it was just perfect.
What are you munching on now?
Silly pretzelized.
These are the Loxley. These are the Mike Loxley pretzels.
Those are good, too.
These are unreal.
Cheddar flavor.
I've never been more afraid for EB's teeth. Like, he's chewing, I feel like they might fall out.
No, it's a delicate chew.
Right? Do you see how he's, and you were pointing out what he keeps doing to his mouth. Or
no, he goes like this.
He's chewing a weird way. He's chewing like a squirrel.
I'm missing two and a half teeth.
Glenn Hardesty, watch me chew.
I'm missing 2.5 teeth right now, currently.
If this is the shout-out portion of the show, Jason asked me a question during the break. He's like, did you give him a shout-out on the air? I'm like, I don't know.
JP texted Jason Wright, who we all like, 100 times about these dumb tickets.
Text him twice.
You got no shame.
The text version of flaming.
I'm embarrassed. But go ahead.
Anyway, Jason Wright took me with tickets to the game.
Very good.
So much appreciated, J-Dub. We went to his house. We had dinner at his house, and he said, if you ever want to take me up on it. I asked a couple weeks ago. Looks like he maybe forgot about it.
When a guy doesn't answer, aren't you humiliated? It's kind of humiliating.
Yeah, but it slipped through the cracks, just like your thank you to Ben slipped through the cracks.
We got a late-breaking guest. Dowder is joining the show. Nick Dowd for the Washington Capitals.
Oh, nice.
Better late than never.
Did somebody wake him up?
I don't know.
What's up, fellas?
Hey,
Dowder.
How are you, buddy?
What's up, bud?
Good. I resent that. Did someone wake him up comment? I was up at 7 a.m. with the children this morning.
That's right. Yeah, all right.
You have some responsibilities.
Sure. We were just wondering where you were. That's all.
We played Sweet Home Alabama and everything.
Yeah.
I know. I do apologize. I woke up thinking about it, and I was like, man, I really got to set an alarm. I'm going to forget about this. And then we were kind of knee deep in pancakes. And then I got, my phone was on silent. It was just a typical morning.
It's all good.
It's all good.
Hey, nice win last night.
Yep, thank you. Appreciate that.
I mean, seriously,
what's
we weren't
up?
Really expecting y'all to be this good.
I know. I, that's why I asked.
Like last year, y'all were kind of sorry on offense. I'll be honest. And now you guys just score goals all the time.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's nice. It's nice to win. Everyone likes to win, right?
Did you anticipate it though? Like, did you know going in, like, okay, offensively would be a little bit. I remember we had carbs on. Early on, and he said, "Yeah, it's a work in progress."
Yeah,
and but you guys have been like on fire pretty much the whole season.
Yeah, well, I think with the pieces that we added, I mean, I knew going into the regular season when I saw the pieces that we added, in my mind, you know what I had said was, well, I think if everyone performs how they can perform, we're going to be a really, really good team. Saying that, I mean, that's every professional sports team, right? Like if everyone plays up to their caliber on paper, most teams will be good teams. It's just you have the problems of at times, you know, maybe all 23 guys can't put it together, we can't get on the same page, you know, some guys maybe are struggling, this year I just feel like we've had guys play very, very well as they should, and then I also think we've had some younger guys take some big steps that have been really, really, really helping us out.
How impressed are you by Stromer? He's tied for third right now for the league lead in assists. I mean, he's just setting up Ovi left and right. I mean, he's killing it this year in the assist department. I think he also has 4 goals, too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, another guy that's you know, arguably taken a big step. I think his line's been really, really good. it's great to see those opportunities that they set up go in, right? And I think it's really helpful to see our best goal scorer, our probably best goal scorer in history, get off to such a good start. I mean, he's been playing really well. I feel like he's he's been flying out there. So I think a lot of people don't. A lot of people give, Protas, he goes a little underrated on that line because you have all the goal scorer and Stromer's been, you know, passing the puck so well this year. But Pro does so many good little things that allow Stromer and O to get into those positions to score goals. From a normal hockey fan, they just may not notice that.
And Pro and Mikey, they've combined for 25 points already. And speaking of the young guys that you were mentioning, I mean, those guys are front and center. Guys that are taking that leap.
Exactly. That's what I was alluding to. I mean, Mikey's obviously had a great start. He's always had it in him. to be a point guy and a top six guy in the NHL. I mean, even dating back to his days in junior hockey, you know, I believe he led the CHL, the junior leagues, in scoring 1 year, which is, you know, that's a ton of points. And then, you know, just watching him in practice day in, day out, you knew that there was definitely some high offensive octane and you know, in him as a player. And I think, you know, again, people probably don't notice this as much because it's easy to notice the goals and the assists and the offensive zone time. But Mikey is taking big steps defensively, and I think that's what's allowed him to translate into having so much offense so quickly, is that he's you know, so responsible in his own end for a young player, which is hard to find.
All right, Dowder, congrats on the home heater. Keep it going. Get some rest today and get ready for the Pens as they come into Capital One tomorrow night. We'll talk to you next week, man.
Yeah, thanks, guys, and sorry again for being late. Thanks for still having me.
No worries, of course, man.
All good.
You're always
welcome.
Thank
you, buddy.
It's Nick Dowd from the Washington
Capitals. All right, thanks, guys.
All right, Dowder, see you, bud.
Dowder from the Washington Capitals. It's really tragic to look down the standings and see the Penguins with 12 points.
They've lost 9 games. They've lost 9 of 14.
You really hate to see it. It's just sad when you see that.
I hope we pound them.
That'd be nice.
Pound them.
Be fantastic.
Can't stand the Pens.
I'm glad you have some animosity towards
the
Caps' biggest rival.
Do you think he's thinking about, like, winning a cup? Or do you guys even
way
too early.
It's too early, but I mean, he would like to win one.
No, of course they all do. That's what they play for.
He showed up the year after the Caps won one.
But like playoffs,
once they get to the playoffs, they will.
Right, but do you think he feels like we're good enough this year to win a cup?
If they keep up this level of play and score like this, yeah. They can hang with anybody. All right, we got to get out of here. We are done for the day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Tee it up today.
And Finley, they're coming up next here on The Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.